Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's coverage of the ordination and installation of Bishop-elect Earl K. Fernandez as the 13th Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. We're with you from the Angel Room here at St. Paul's in Westerville. Dave Orsborn with Bill Messerly.
Well, being in the Angel Room, that's quite fitting for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
There you go.
Yeah, we have a nice segue right there. Yeah.
Do you think that's coincidence, Bill?
I do not.
And we have some very special guests right off the bat for us. A familiar voice to all of you here in our listening area, Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the Bishop of the Diocese of Brooklyn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, Bill. Hello, Central Ohio. How good it is to speak with you.
I'm glad to hear that you don't have too much of an accent.
You've lost that Central Ohio accent. What happened? And Archbishop Christophe Pierre, the nuncio, the apostolic nuncio to the United States. Welcome, Archbishop.
Thank you. I am the one who has an accent.
You must be from Eastern Ohio.
Right? Far east, very east.
I'm rather from the west, but the west of France.
Thank you for being with us, both of you. Great couple days here, huh?
Thank you. This is such a great occasion. What a blessing for the Church of Columbus to be welcoming Bishop Fernandez. He's going to be such a boost, and he's bringing so much energy and love for God. So I can see great things coming out of Columbus.
When did you first meet the bishop-elect?
Actually, he's known by the priest because he comes from Ohio, and that's one of the things I'm really excited about. He comes from Ohio. He's known to the priest here. So I got to meet him through some of the priests here, and the priests are really thought very highly of him, respected him. Through the nunciature's office, I would have had some encounter, but really, my closest would be through his service on the board of the Josephinum.
Right.
And he brought some terrific insights and ideas to the table, and really followed through on those. So I can see great things happening here.
Mm-hmm. And Archbishop, Bishop-elect Fernandez served with you in the nunciature from 2016 to 2019.
Exactly.
When did you first meet Bishop-elect?
Actually, I met him when he was appointed here in the United States. Mm-hmm. He had just been called by my predecessor. So I've worked with him full-time about 3 years. I've known him now for 6 years. Mm-hmm. But 3 years working full-time with him and then following up, you know. He had a contract of 5 years, you know, but his archbishop needed him after 3 years. So he deprived us from Fernandez.
Yeah. And could you give us a little bit of a history of how you came to invite
The process of appointment of bishops is a long process. You know, I think the bishops at the local level, you know, in the diocese, in the province, are familiar with some of the priests who could eventually become bishops. So they present him to the nuncio. And the nunciature is a kind of place where we analyze, the candidature and the... It's a long research, you know, we consult a lot of people. And at the end of the process, when there is a need to appoint a bishop for diocese, for an auxiliary, then there is a new consultation. I think it's a long consultation from multiple people. And at the end of it, you know, we present to the Holy Father, you know, a list of candidates, and it is analyzed in Rome, and the Pope eventually designs the bishops. So it's really the local church, you know, identifying a priest who has the quality, the ability, you know, and who could fit to a particular place. This is what happens with Fernandez, you know, Father Fernandez. But furthermore, you know, I knew him quite well because he worked with me, and I think. But it's always the result of a long consultation.
Mm-hmm. Was there a special Holy Spirit moment sometime throughout this process where you just felt really confirmed?
Well, you know, it's a big responsibility. You know, I'm in charge of that for the United States, you know, all over the country. Of course, I don't do it alone. I listen a lot. You know, this is also the purpose of. of my mission here. You know, I'm going around the country all the time. I listen, I dialogue with the bishops, you know, and I think, as the Holy Father says, we have to listen a lot, you know. And, you know, the process of, it's also some kind of synodal process. And we listen and we discern. And the discernment is a kind of church discernment, you know. At the end of it, of course, as all executive positions, you know, you have to decide.
Well, your popularity ratings dropped here a bit when you made the phone call to Bishop Brennan and sent him to Brooklyn, but your ratings went right back up with Bishop-elect
so
Fernandez.
You have to see things on the long term.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah, take the long view. Right?
Exactly, all the time.
Bishop Brennan?
Yes, it actually, yesterday I was telling the Archbishop that yesterday marked 6 months to the day that I was installed in Brooklyn. Mm. He did us a great favor. I mean, just it's remarkable the amount of work that goes into the selection and appointment of a bishop. It's an enormous feat of work, and with great solicitude for the church in Columbus, here we are 6 months later actually installing a new bishop. It's great. It's a great blessing.
You know, I'm happy to hear a bishop who is happy, because they're not always like that.
Well, we want to make sure our bishop, Bishop Fernandez, is very happy. So we've been praying. Just this community is so excited. I'm sure you've heard from Bishop Brennan just some of the great things that are happening here in the diocese, and what a blessing the church has been to so many of us here. So thank you.
You know, I think it's an important point. You know, when a bishop is appointed, it's a gift to the diocese, to the people. You know, I think it has to be received like that. So I think it's a two-way appointment in some way. You know, it's you're not just appointing from afar an administrator to the diocese. You know, there is a kind of very spiritual communion between the bishop and his people. And you will see today that, you know, during the celebration, the joy of the people. You know, I before coming to the United States, I was nuncio in Mexico for a number of years. And, you know, in the culture, the Latin American culture, the people wanted to be there. So, you know, you could have 10,000, 20,000 people. They want to touch their bishop, you know, because they feel that he's being sent, you know, as a spiritual leader. And they want to share, you know, the experience. I think it's very important. You know, it's not just, you know, a prefect of a circumscription. It's something more. It's the church being founded and refounded constantly in a place. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And it's no coincidence that today is the Feast of the Visitation,
yes,
bringing Christ
exactly
to others.
Exactly. And we know that Bishop Fernandez has that great Marian devotion, but it was really his choice. He was the one who wanted to celebrate today. And yes, just like the Blessed Mother, he brings Christ to us here in Central Ohio.
A note that I read this morning in prayer is that the visitation's different than just a visit. Because when you just visit, you're there in presence. But the visitation is when you bring Jesus Christ
exactly,
with you.
You know, you see that the Magnificat comes at the moment of the visitation. You know, and it's interesting because Mary is the one visiting her cousin Elizabeth. But, you know, Elizabeth is saying something very important to Mary. So, you know, the community, the contact between the two is creating again the church. You know? And I expect to have this experience today, you know, the contact between the new bishop and the communities. And this is why we all come, you know, to share, to be witnesses of that, you know. We want to see something happening.
And this is a remarkable moment here for the history of the Diocese of Columbus, because not only are you welcoming a new bishop, but we have the ordination of a priest now becoming a bishop. So this is going to be a very special moment here in the diocese.
Bishop Brennan, before you left Columbus to go to Brooklyn, we asked you on air, what was your prayer for the Diocese of Columbus? And you said three things. The first is that we remain one, that we love one another, and that, what was the third one? The third one was, that we take seriously our call to be disciple makers and to reach out to others. And I know that we have been praying for our new bishop to follow through that prayer. Looking back on it 6 months, do you have any thoughts or prayers about the Diocese of Columbus?
Well, again, I'll always be grateful that the Lord gave me this time here, and I learned a lot being here from all of you. You taught me what it means to be a bishop, and you gave me such great love. You really did. And so I just echo those three prayers, that you remain one, that you love one another. And again, this is an extraordinary spirit here of evangelization. I often would say when I was here, we're 10% of the population, Catholics, mm-hmm. only 10% of the population, and yet it's a mighty 10%. Mm-hmm. And movements in, like St. Gabriel Radio, an independent radio station that is thoroughly committed to witnessing to the faith and getting the message of the gospel into the homes and the cars, literally, of people across central Ohio. You know, Archbishop, they have a bumper sticker, and it's amazing as you drive along, all the cars with the bumper sticker on it, and you say, that's what's happened, the impact that the Catholic Church has in this area is remarkable. And you know, I happen to have had the blessing to be a witness and to share in it for a couple of years, but it was something that was very much alive before I was here, and something that I know is going to just continue to grow in amazing ways.
I was telling people that they needed a St. Gabriel bumper magnet to get in today into the parking lot, so we'll see how that went. There may still be some traffic backed up on County Line Road, but it was coming from me too, so I'm not sure how many people believe that. So
you're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's live coverage of the ordination and installation of Bishop-elect Earl K. Fernandez as the 13th Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. We're here live at St. Paul Church in Westerville. Bill Messerly, Dave Orsborn, and always and just so blessed to have Archbishop Pierre Christophe Pierre, the Apostolic United States Nuncio, and you'll be co-consecrating today.
Yes, indeed. You know, I think the consecration is made by three bishops, the main consecrator, and assisted by two. You know, and I'm very, very proud and very happy to have been asked by Father Fernandez, because it's a kind of transmission. You know, we what we have received, we gave. You know, and this is the story of the Church, by the way. The Church is the transmission from Jesus to now. You know, but Jesus is present through, you know, these gestures, this liturgy, this ordination. You know, I think it's people should be aware that this is such an important moment, because it's a new beginning for the Church, because it's also the new beginning for each one of us, you know.
And the principal consecrating bishop is Archbishop Dennis Schnurr from the Metropolitan Archbishop of Cincinnati, and Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the 12th bishop for the Columbus Diocese and now the Bishop of Brooklyn. You know, as we get ready to enter into deeper prayer within the church proper, there's been great security and there's been great excitement about welcoming our new bishop. What kind of thoughts do you have, having gone through the same ordination at some point?
It's always inspiring to go to the ordination or the installation of a bishop. It really renews that sense for us and inspires our ongoing commitment. This one is a little special because I love this church, and I'm just so happy for Columbus to have Bishop Fernandez here. So it's always inspiring, but today especially so. And you mentioned being a co-consecrator. I'm personally honored that he would ask, but what a way he connects with the history of Columbus. I mean, that's a sign of love on his part, not about me, but that's a sign of his love already for this diocese. He made the connection with the past of the diocese. He's very, very astute.
And when was your ordination as a bishop?
Well, I was ordained 26 years ago, in 95, you know? Mm-hmm. So I've been, a long time. And, you know, I've participated to many, many ordinations of bishops. You know, this is also part of my mission here. You know, I always try to be present at the moment of ordination. I have been consecrator and co-consecrator many times, especially when I was in other countries, like in Haiti, in Uganda, in Mexico, you know. And that's also in the United States. So it's always a moment. Yeah, as I said, you know, it's a new beginning even for us, you know, because the consecration is for today, you know. The presence of Christ in our life is for today, you know. So it's not an old story which we remember. We remember him because he is alive today, and we have just celebrated, you know, the resurrection of Christ, you know, so he is alive. But he's alive in order to be in us. And we will also celebrate it next Sunday, you know, through the Pentecost, you know, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is the Spirit of God. And he shares that Spirit with his Father. But he shares it also with us. So this is what we... And a bishop is ordained in order to continue this wonderful gift, you know, so to actualize it for a local church, a local place, a local culture, and so forth. You know, In my life, I've worked in so many countries, you know, in 9 countries with different culture, different language, but it's always the same phenomenon, which I observe as a witness.
Did you give him any advice this morning or over the last few weeks?
You know, I had 3 years, I'm sorry, to give him so many advice, even... You know, the main advice is that the life we had together, you know. And by the way, I have observed how Father Fernandez, you know, benefited from this time we had together in the Nunciature. You know, because the Nunciature is a place where we try to represent the Pope, you know, in its universality. You know? So I think the fact that somebody works with us, you know, opens our eyes, these eyes and this heart, you know. So you, may I say, you know, you are receiving a new bishop who is well prepared for that.
You're listening to Archbishop Pierre Christophe, the Apostolic Nuncio for the United States of America. Bishop Brennan, you have any advice for our new bishop, Bishop-elect Earl Fernandez?
I think all I would tell him is what I think he already knows. Just love the people of God here. And I know he'll proclaim Jesus. He'll live Jesus. And I'm sure he'll be very, very happy because this is a place with great love.
And you have our commitment to love and to care for Bishop Fernandez. So.
And then last night, Bishop Brennan, you were able to join in Vespers to kind of prepare spiritually for today. It was a beautiful celebration, and you know, there's a number of things that touched people that I know watched it or were there for. For me, the oath, taking the oath, was very powerful. Is that a powerful moment for you as well?
It was. And I guess because of my connection here, it was something personal to see him, witness him making that oath to God to care for the people of the church in Columbus. It was special. You know, the Archbishop spent most of his day yesterday on the tarmac at Reagan Airport in Washington.
Ten hours.
Wow. 10 hours to make a one-hour flight. And it was a regret that he couldn't preside over the evening prayer, the Vespers, but that was a blessing for me. It was a simple thing to be able to do, but it was a blessing to be able to do that, and especially, it's funny you capture exactly what hit me. Being able to witness his taking the oath was a very profound moment.
They start the oath with, "I proclaim." I proclaim,
yes,
like we do when we give the Nicene Creed on Sunday. And it just really struck me as soon as he says, "I proclaim," that I follow each and every one of these teachings of the church. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
You know, I remember I was in the Puebla in Mexico, and the cathedral was full of people, and the new bishop installed started to make his profession of faith, and usually, you know, the new bishop is doing it alone, but the people felt so much, you know, when they heard the bishop proclaiming that they joined, you know, in the same act of faith, and it was beautiful.
Wow, that is beautiful. Any part of last evening strike you other than Bishop-elect Fernandez taking the oath?
Well, it was nice to see everybody there, and it was great to see his smile. Huh? You could see the smile on his face. He was beaming, as was his family.
I heard seven rows of family members.
Yes. Well, it's a local family. Again, Ohio. This is great.
They didn't have to go through Reagan International to get here.
That's right.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us, Archbishop.
Thank you.
And Bishop Brennan. Could you pray for our listeners before you go on?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for the many ways that you show yourself to us and guide us in your ways and deepen our love. We ask you to be with us today in a special way as we all participate in the ordination and installation of Bishop Fernandez. May this moment of grace and renewal for the church here in Central Ohio be a powerful renewal of our love for you, O Lord, and of your love for us. May we witness to that love and bear witness to that love to those, especially those who are most in need, those who are suffering, those who feel neglected. Help us to lift one another up and grant you special blessings on Bishop Fernandez as he begins his Episcopal ministry, that like you, the Good Shepherd, he will lead, accompany, and pick up and heal all the flock as he walks in the midst of God's holy people. And may Almighty God bless us all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the Bishop of the Diocese of Brooklyn, and the Papal Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Christoph Pierre. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Good seeing you. Thank you.